Republican primary poll, Ron DeSantis drops to single digits in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped to single digits in New Hampshire's Republican primary race, the latest Insider Advantage survey found. The survey, which examined the sentiments of 850 likely Republican primary voters in the Granite State, found former President Donald Trump as the dominant frontrunner, having a 28-point lead, garnering 42% support. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley came in second place with 14%, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie came in 4 points behind with 10% support. In this particular survey, DeSantis, who has failed to make a dent in Trump's lead nationally or in individual states, fell to fourth place and is in single digits with 8% support. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott tied with 5% support, followed by 4% who chose North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. The remaining candidates saw 1% support or less. Insider Advantage reported that it is becoming ironically clear that the 45th president has roughly a 45% floor in this overall contest. Further, this survey observed that Trump actually struggles the most with white men over the age of 65. Per Insider Advantage, we have seen this in numerous surveys and it certainly runs contrary to conventional wisdom. Ironically, men supply Nikki Haley with more support than do female respondents. Women support Trump in larger numbers than do male voters. This survey coincides with the release of a CNN New Hampshire primary poll, conducted by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, which found DeSantis falling to fifth place in the early primary state, behind Trump, Ramaswamy, Haley, and Christie, in that order. That stark reality is occurring despite the DeSantis campaign focusing primarily on the first three states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. While Super Tuesday is critically important, we will not dedicate resources to Super Tuesday that slow our momentum in New Hampshire, a leaked July memo from the DeSantis campaign reads. We expect to revisit this investment in the fall.